From Pliny the Younger. My Uncle Pliny ordered ships to be made ready, and they set out across the bay. He was anxious to save as many of the people living at the foot of Vesuvius as he could. It was a great adventure to him, as he was a keen scientist, and he could observe the changing shapes and colors of the great cloud. Ash was now falling onto the ships. As they drew closer to land, the atmosphere became darker and denser. Pieces of rock, burned and blackened by the fire, landed on the ship's decks. The sea was so thick with debris that they could not approach the land, so they sailed to the other side of the bay and into the harbor. Ships there were ready to evacuate the inhabitants, but were trapped by the wind, unable to escape. Broad sheets of brilliant flame were now lighting up many parts of the mountain as my uncle and his men hurried into a nearby house. Its floors rose and fell as ash and stone flowed beneath them. Then it was rocked by strong tremors and began to slide. Outside was also dangerous as ash and pieces of rock rained down. Pliny and the group of terrified people tied pillows to their heads and set out back to the ships in a shower of rocks. Elsewhere it was daybreak, but here was darkness thicker and blacker than any night. By the light of their torches they succeeded in reaching the ships, but the water was so rough and thick with debris that they could not sail.